from Miami Beach, Florida. Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm here with Natalia Menicol. Natalia, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good. We were talking about cleaning. I need a lot of help with that, actually. You said that the Cuban grandmothers know a lot.
They do. Here in Miami, there is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to cleaning, like, tips and tricks and do's and don'ts.
Like little... little home remedies.
Yeah, like the old... Yeah, I feel like the Caribbean and South American grandmothers, Central America, they have some really good cleaning tips, cooking tips.
That's good because I'm clueless. I need a lot of
keeping
that.
A man tip.
That's good too. Them. Oh, yes? Men are tough. All right, so we help you hopefully to change your life. We want to help you to have success and to find your own truth. So we do that in the categories of money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. Our website is www.believe.love and on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. Let's see, iTunes users, believeiTunes.com, and Android users, believeAndroid.com. So in this particular episode of Believe, we're going to talk about some interesting things. Natalia, did you have a chance to watch the new Star Wars trailer?
I did.
All right, let's get into this. Let's check it out.
Let's watch together.
Yes.
Again.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
Raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Let the past die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Serious Star Wars, The Last Jedi. So what I thought about that, and I want your thoughts. So I love this shit. I don't know. Do girls like this? Or are they kind of freaked out? It depends.
It depends. It depends on the girl. Because I have some girlfriends that are probably more excited than you are right now.
Really?
And there's me that's like, okay, that's cool. I'll see when
that's
it comes
good.
Out, but I'm not
Do you
like,
think it's
you know.
Real? Here's what I think. All right, so...
I'm not stretching to go like run to be the first in line.
You're not
for
gonna
it,
dress up like a Wookiee?
You know, I mean, I would if they like someone, you know,
do you
really
know Chewbacca,
wants me
like,
to,
like,
but
the Wookiee really? That'd be good. Like furry, the whole well, I should just walk around. It'd be hot in Miami. So but I wanna show
you
probably
like, have a heat stroke. You would probably
Yeah. Like NASA
that wouldn't be the best Halloween costume here.
NASA has this thing at NASA.gov. We can see on our screen right now. Flying by the Death Star moon. So, in this view captured by NASA's Cassini spacecraft on the closest ever flyby of Saturn's moon Mimas, Large Herschel crater dominates Mimas, making the moon look like the Death Star from the movie Star Wars. And there's a lot of other weird shit going on. You know, I just saw that NASA has said that the Earth is pear-shaped.
Really?
Yeah, and this was a while ago. And I guess they say it's only like a kilometer of difference. Like South America is supposed... I don't know if I should believe a thing NASA says, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot... Because there's a lot that like has gone on with Operation Paperclip, where we took in like 20,000 former Nazi scientists. Now, again, they can be forgiven and everything, and maybe they're good guys that got screwed over by the Nazis. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but that's the thing. I don't know what's going on. So, but anyway, and like there's been like two real pictures of the Earth. Like they photoshopped those pictures of the Earth, and they come out and they've said they photoshopped. Like the blue marble was photoshopped, or they didn't have photo. Blue marble one was a composite, like pieced together, and then blue marble two, they've just come out and said it's photoshopped. Like the guy that did it said, yeah, we had to photoshop it because it's too close. Like our camera was too close, so they don't tell anybody. Do you know that? Did you know that?
Have you ever heard that before? I just learned that within the last 15 seconds.
So. That's why I pulled it. I snuck it up because I didn't know that either. Till this year, 2007, all those pictures we see of the Earth on the iPhone 4, that's not the real picture. That's like where we photoshopped that shit. So I don't know what's
going on. Whoever photoshopped it did a great job.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, so I guess unless
there's a lot of Instagram models that would love that business card.
Unless the Earth looks like a pear. I mean, there's this one picture of the Earth like a pear. So now the NASA, I liked your joke. So now Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, and this is a while ago, he talks about the Earth is like this flat. It's not like a sphere. It's like a flat, like wider thing. And there's a word for it, elliptical, yippee-o, whatever. If you search NASA Earth pear, and then he said, so it's like that, and then the bottom is supposedly wider. And then you have the flat Earth people saying, like, the whole thing's just a dome, and that all this stuff is made up. But then I guess you can see these planets in a telescope. I don't know. So I don't know that the Earth is flat, but there's just a lot of weird shit going on. So what I'm wondering, Natalia... When you look at this, and I think it's weird too that we have to look at everything like a war. There's always a war in every movie. Like, so if it's real, like it could be real. But I mean, there could be some truth in the Star Wars and Star Trek. Like maybe they're disclosing things, but like everything has to be a war. We're always fighting something. And in this case, it's like sort of like dark and light. But my question is, what is your inclination? Are people revealing things through movies that could be true, do you think, about space and aliens and things like that? What do you think?
I think for sure, because I think the people that are involved in those type of things, I mean, everyone has a price. Everyone wants to make a little extra cash. I can't imagine that you have access to information about aliens and rockets and spaceships and life on other planets and whatever, and that you're not going to be thinking, I could make some money. I could make some money if I wrote a TV show about this or a movie. I think that for sure, I mean, if you're a Hollywood director, that's gold. Someone comes to you with some stuff that's believable in the sense because it really is happening.
Or maybe there's a certain agenda. And maybe it's the agenda of the movie maker. Like I don't know that like it's a big government conspiracy, but like in one of the first Star Wars, there was this thing about the Force, and there's a scene with Luke and Yoda where he's saying that the Force is real. And actually, like, if I went and looked at that now, it really resonates with, we just talked in the previous episode about Qigong. I'm gonna see if I can find it now, but let's take a look at this. Well, there's so many new clips. It's hard to find. The Force is real. Luke Skywalker, Yoda. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is it. Feel it. I love R2-D2.
Yoda was my favorite.
Yeah.
Just so wise.
I'm kind of like a whiter Yoda. I need the ears. And I need to be wise. Yoda's more calm, although he fights in one of them. He gets... Oh, here we go.
Maybe he went home and screamed into his pillow.
Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not.
Don't try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Do or do not. There is no try. So Luke is now moving this ship out of the water. This clip is Yoda teaching Skywalker faith. So he fails first. He can't get the ship out of the water. Sad face.
Everyone's sad.
Let's skip ahead.
To happier times.
Where you should not. For my ally.
Judge me by my size, do you?
And the powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us.
Luminous this is good,
beings, so we not this crude matter.
Surrounds us.
You must feel the force around you. Here. Between you.
That's correct.
Me. The tree. The rock. Everywhere. Yes. Even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
Oh, all right. So here's the bottom line. So then Luke, it gets longer, but like basically Luke, Yoda's like, if you heard his description of the force, it's all around us. You know, we're luminous beings. We're not just this flesh. I saw that. And then like he goes into, it's a 4-minute clip. So we listened to a lot of it, but he goes into, this description of the force and what we really are and sort of how to move things and energy. And I saw this, like when we were talking about last episode, Qigong and, or depending when you see this last episode, future episode, whatever, we're talking about Qigong and everything. And it was just amazing to me because that description, it's like, to me, very accurate. And that was in like the 80s, meaning like the force is real. It's not it like, what I mean is that's like a disclosure of what I think, what to me has been quite real, that we're not just this flesh. We are energy. We are luminous beings. We hear about near-death experience studies. We have, you know, there are people with ayahuasca ceremonies and then just a lot of other ways to, people talk about multiverses and different versions of ourselves happening at the same time. And that was proven by a Princeton professor, and there's just a lot going on. Out-of-body experiences with the Monroe Institute and remote viewing that the CIA has done, where they can actually, with their mind, go in, view things thousands of miles away, and they're accurate, and then draw them. And this is not like just sort of pie-in-the-sky stuff. And then physicists that have said all points in space and time are connected. What do you think, Natalia? So I thought that it was quite interesting that maybe they're disclosing some things that are real.
I think that they may be as well. With what you were saying, it just sounds like Buddha was, I mean, not Buddha.
Yoda. I look more like Buddha.
Yeah. Yoda was very a very enlightened individual.
Yes, he was. Did he really live? Maybe Yoda did. He's probably based on...
someone in
a little green man. They always said, anyway, go ahead. So Yoda was wise.
Yoda was very wise.
Is wise.
Is wise. It's eternal wisdom there. Timeless wisdom. Yeah, but I think with a lot of these space movies, Star Wars, Star Trek, all of those movies, Men in Black, Independence Day, all those kind of things, I'm always thinking, who's behind this? Even the movies about government, the government and the TV shows, there's got to be someone behind the scenes that's actually involved, right?
Independence Day is interesting because I know there was this thing like called Star Wars, like a real thing under Reagan. And like he made this speech, the United Nations, a lot of people have heard it, that he wishes there was one external enemy that would unite us all. And then Dr. Greer recently has talked about this big false flag where the last thing they might try to pull out is a fake alien attack that unites the world. And so Independence Day, some people say that movie was preparing us for that, meaning maybe that was sort of a government kind of deal, like that we need to be scared of aliens. And there's a lot of movies that...
It's some kind of like cryptic survival guide.
No, it's like getting us ready that we need to fight aliens and think it's bad, and getting us ready that a fake alien attack could be real, and sort of some kind of agenda. I don't know.
Well, I sure hope not, because the first time I watched that movie, the whole time I was thinking, I would have been a goner 45 minutes ago for sure. I think that if anything like that ever goes down, the only people that are going to survive are going to be people that didn't watch Star Wars, Star Trek, or Survivor. I'm going to survive because I'll just flag down one of those people. Be like, have you watched, how many times have you watched Star Wars? 5? Okay. Let me find someone that's watched a little bit more. They're going to be able to get out of this probably faster.
I don't know. Have you ever seen The Line out? I mean, that's some wacky cats out there. I mean, I'm wacky myself, but there's some comedians out there. I should fully dress up and go in The Line, though. I'm not opposed to it. I'm probably wacky.
I love people like that. I love people that are just like, so what?
The Comic-Con in San Diego, I saw that they dress up.
Yeah.
It's wild out there. But I'm probably wackier, but I just think it's funny. I don't know that you probably need to find a real alien to protect you in that case. So maybe you can work on that. Yeah. I don't know. So you could be sitting next to one.
Well, hopefully, if they're watching right now.
Yeah, you could be sitting next. Yeah.
Pick next me. To one. Save me.
Yeah, you'll be okay. So we'll protect her. All of us will, right? So.
Probably just go into shock.
Yeah, no, I thought Star Wars was interesting. And it actually brings us to our next topic, which was Elon Musk. And actually, before we get into that, I want you guys to comment. What did you think about this Star Wars trailer? Comment on YouTube or our website, believe.love. And do you think they're disclosing things that actually have, they're kind of like dripping some truth out into these movies? Or are they like kind of pushing like the certain agenda of what they want us to maybe believe or getting us ready for the truth? That movie Arrival specifically was very interesting about an actual alien landing, and then like the military's involved. It was very recent, and it was... And Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 97, which meant, and it was like, I'm really into that stuff. And it was like an 83, like 97 is like, we want you to see this, buddy. Like you, like basically it's like, to me, Arrival was something they wanted us to see because the rating was so high, and it was okay. Yeah. It wasn't like mind blowing, but. Our next topic is Elon Musk and what he's up to. And this guy, to me, is a real life. And I think a lot of us, I think we're all aliens, whether we know it or not. Like, we're the aliens. We, like, got planted here, perhaps. I don't know. In fact, the guy who came up with DNA basically said that. He said the odds of us just randomly being here, Sir Francis Crick or some dude, he came up with the DNA double helix, right? And he said the odds of us just randomly being here, it's like a storm blowing through a scrapyard and producing a Boeing 747. Like, that's the scientific odds based on what he figured out. Yeah. So Elon Musk is an interesting dude. He's the one in the news that's, I guess, credible, they say. I don't know. I don't know what he really knows. I think he's a good guy. I think he knows a lot more than he's allowed to kind of get to. But he's the guy that has companies like SpaceX and Tesla that is kind of like a futurist, we could say, that's sort of being allowed to be a futurist, because I think there have been others that don't fit a certain agenda that aren't quite allowed to be futurists, like Tesla and Dr. Royal Rife and Lakovsky and people that get like maligned and sort of like die alone in hotel rooms. We've talked about that before. But Elon Musk is still kicking, and he seems to be, the government seems to like him, so that's good. So he gets to do cool things. So what did you think about this story, Natalia, that was, let me pop it on the screen here. Elon Musk, oh, here it is. Here's what Elon Musk revealed about the ITS and SpaceX's Mars ambitions in his Reddit AMA, which is like a chat. What did you think of this?
I don't think I read about what he said in the actual chat here, but what I mean, I'm just excited about what he's doing. I think we covered this a few weeks ago. He's actually planning rocket travel around the world, yeah, right? Yeah. From country to country. This is actually going to Mars. And I was actually reading his description. I think it was on his SpaceX site. So the details for me aren't really concrete enough for me to be willing to be the first guinea pig on that first.
You're going to go to Mars?
Once there's been quite a few other missions.
Oh, are you? Okay, so you're not first?
Maybe I'll be one of the last.
Not like the acupuncture.
Yeah, exactly.
But
to me, you know what it made me think of?
What's that?
Is I remember hearing when I was small, when I was a really young child, watching a news segment where they were saying, oh, there are scientists that are actually working on this. One day you're going to be able to FaceTime. They didn't use the word FaceTime. That's right. The word we use now. But they were describing it. One day you're going to be able to talk to people. It's going to be like talking on the telephone.
You're going to be able
to see them. And I remember we were like, what? No way. That's what it made me think of when I heard this. Because I thought, right now I'm hearing this stuff. And I'm thinking like, no way. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. But I really think that he's going to make it so that rockets are pretty much
a normal thing
for the average
person. Yeah, I guess,
which
is weird
because
apparently we have more advanced stuff. I mean, I don't know, like, but this is what the government is saying, and maybe he knows that, and that's what he's allowed to say now, that it's going to be rockets. I mean, rockets, I think it's burning fuel, and if we had something else, we'd have to admit there's free energy, so we have to say rockets now, because if we did need fuel, we wouldn't need the oil companies, and the whole economy would, like, ExxonMobil, I think, is the number two biggest company in the world, and a lot of other oil companies, and then if we had free energy, we wouldn't have poverty, we wouldn't have the monetary system, and or at least as a control mechanism, and a whole shitload of other things would hit the fan. So now he says rockets. I agree, he does. And I think he's an interesting dude. I want to know, he knows a lot. Like, all right, they get into this in this article, Interplanetary Transport System. The ITS vehicles that Musk hopes to use to travel between Earth and Mars, otherwise known as the Big Effing Rocket. And that's funny. It's actually,
that's the name of it.
Big Effing, and they actually say the full F word here. SpaceX made some changes to the design between 2016 and 17. And they go into like the sort of the dynamics of these things and how they'll be built and the rockets that will go between Earth and Mars, the cargo. I think it was an interesting article. They talk about the Raptor engines. Another major topic that users focus on was the Raptor engines. He unveiled a scaled-down version of the ITS that uses 31 Raptor engines rather than 42. It got smaller, I guess, the Raptor engines. And it says, critical for SpaceX's ambitions to use the BFR, which is the Big Effing Rocket, to travel around Earth. The big advantage of getting somewhere in 30 minutes by rocket instead of 15 hours by plane will be negatively affected but also you might die as on the ticket. So that goes along with what you're saying. You want to live if you go on these things, right?
Yeah, because I was reading, I'm like, pretty much it sounded like the commercials for medicine, right? Where it's just like, hey, we're going to cure your depression, but you may have cancer and lose all your, both arms and a kidney. And, you know, that's what this kind of sounded like. You may make it to Mars, but what were some of the issues that I saw that was like...
Well, he says
still here, concerns of radiation to the passengers.
Right.
The fuel might burn off mid trip, which
that could be bad.
That's horrific. That's that like there's bad. No worse scenario than that in the middle of space. And what else did they say? Oh, yeah, that they were having challenge. You know, people were concerned about the smooth landings. So I don't know how rough exactly the landings are. So I just kind of said, we've got some tweaking to do in the model, but it's cool to see where things may end up.
Well,
what kind of technology they're going to have at their fingertips.
There's some kind of like thing too, where apparently we shot missiles into the sky after Admiral Byrd went to Antarctica, and like nuclear missiles, Operation Dome or Operation Fishbowl or something. Somebody will. I've seen the comments. The flat Earth people are out there. I understand. We shot missiles up. And they blew up in a weird way. That there's some kind of thing. There's a word, some kind of belt or something. And some people say we've never even been to space. And when we launch rockets, we launch them like horizontally. And I saw this video recently, and I don't know. Like the guy was making a lot of good points, and I told my friend like. And then I found this thing about that we live on a pear. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like the NASA, Neil Tyson deGrasse, or the official like NASA scientist guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson or Neil Tyson deGrasse, whatever. Who I think he's probably a great guy. I don't know. I think he's getting paid, and I'm not sure everything he's saying is like the whole truth. I don't know. By the way, it's his truth, maybe. So maybe it is. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Maybe, but to me. I'm not so sure. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I don't know that the Earth is flat, but it's weird that suddenly, because a lot of the flat Earth map is wider at the bottom, like the southern hemisphere. Like, if you look at the United Nations logo, I'm going to show you this because it's very strange. Oh, what's going on here? Okay, United Nations logo. If I can manage to get a new tab up. Because... this is a flat Earth map, apparently. All right. This thing right here. So, like, the Southern Hemisphere in their map, and again, I'll say there, I'm not totally on board with this. So, the Southern Hemisphere in Antarctica is supposedly surrounding us, and then, like, the North Pole would be, like, in the center. So, like, everything makes sense because you could still fly around the world because the Southern Hemisphere, but apparently there's no flights. You can't go. You can't find a flight from South Africa to Argentina. There's no flight. You got to go to the Northern Hemisphere. You can't go from Australia right now and get another flight to somewhere else. The flights don't exist. And of course, the people say, well, it's because nobody's going there. I don't know. Here's what would disprove this map. What I'm thinking about doing, my friend Andrew says we should do. Do a Kickstarter, because I'm open to proving the Earth is round. Apparently we've already proven it, but all I know is the government, they're great. I love the government, but there's a lot of bullshit. As humans, we are full of shit. I hate to say it, like almost in every fucking category, we're full of shit. And I'm not 100%, but I try to be in the 90s. Like, so if we can get into the 90s and I can get higher too, sure. Like, you know, that would be good. But we can do a Kickstarter one day. We'll get pyramids going, and then we'll get a plane from Argentina, and you just go straight south, and we should come out on the other side, right? And that would throw this map off. If we can do that, if somebody wants to do that, I will be very happy. But, you know, and then my friend Andrew's like, well, you can view a telescope, and you can see the planets and Saturn's rings, and, like, apparently you can see the space station, and I'm like... well, okay, so I guess there's really things out there. I don't know, but the flat Earth people have a lot of things that I thought the whole idea was crazy, like 9 months ago. And I listen and I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. Like, why can't we go to Antarctica and like why is there a treaty with 55 countries and that's the only thing everybody agrees on is that Antarctica's like, what's going on in Antarctica? And why did we fire a bunch of nuclear missiles straight up, us and Russia, and try to, like, apparently what they say is hit this dome. I don't know what the hell's going on. But then I see this thing from NASA saying that we're living on a pear. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this? We're living on a pear? Like, what is that? Did you? So I don't know what's going on, but I think Elon Musk, what do you think about the pear? Let's go ahead. Tell me your thoughts.
I'm more intrigued about what you were saying about Antarctica. I didn't even.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
I knew nothing about John, any of that stuff.
Secretary of State John Kerry went to Antarctica on Election Day. Why? I mean, why? Like, okay.
Of all the places.
Yeah,
maybe he was trying to avoid the election.
The election, right? He ran.
Yeah.
That could be sure true. So I put Pear Earth NASA in here. Look at this. Well, here's
That's like extremely pear shaped. Right, well,
here's
you were
the
saying.
Dude. Here's the dude. This guy, Neil. That's him, Neil.
Because I've always heard the Earth wasn't like a perfect marble. Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that it wasn't like a perfect marble, like that if you rolled it down, you know.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I always heard it was like a little misshapen at an axis, kind of, right?
I don't know.
I don't know about always. I've always heard the term round, but I mean,
yeah, like every globe is
like
round.
It spins on an axis that isn't, you know, perfectly.
Yeah, that rotated or something. It rotates.
Yeah, but I've heard before that it
have
was
you heard a little, it's a
not
pear
shaped. No, not a pear shaped, right. But I have heard before. Yeah, I've never in my life heard that. I have heard that it was a little misshapen.
Show us the pear shape of Earth. NASA and Mr. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Now, again, they don't say it's a pronounced pear, but it's just very odd. And I was really, my mind was blown because at first
pear,
I thought.
The pear photo looked more photoshopped than Earth.
I think it was. But my mind was blown because I'm thinking like, oh, this, I don't, the Earth's like, no, like, I know what's going on here. Then I'm like. I listened to this thing from NASA. The Earth is a pear shape. It's a little fatter in the bottom. And I'm like, what? Like it's like I found out there was no Santa Claus. Like, do you remember?
Maybe he lives in Antarctica. Maybe that's where they're trying to keep us from.
No kids should watch this. So you don't. I was like, Santa Claus was made up for 9 years. Like, that's crazy.
He's in Antarctica, kids.
I don't. And then I see, I watch this thing. Like every globe we have. That's and then the picture of the Earth is
photoshopped. We're gonna ruin some 6-year-old's life. I'm so sorry.
The iPhone 4 picture.
His fault.
Marble 2 is photoshopped, and then I have to watch. I figure out I've never even seen the real Earth from space. Like, why don't they just take one of those damn things they send to Saturn and turn it around and take a picture?
I thought that's what they'd done.
No, they Photoshop that. We have two pictures of Earth, and we spent billions and billions. So then, and then I hear the pear, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I live on a pear? So anyway, so tell us what you think of Elon Musk. I would love to hear. It brings us to our next topic, which is Tom DeLonge, who is the Blink 182 guy. You know Blink 182?
Yeah.
You seem like a rocker. They want to see you over there.
I have two...
That's good.
I have two Blink 182 songs on my iPod.
You still do?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
You don't erase things from your iPod.
Which ones do you have?
I have a song called "Damn It," and I have a song.
Oh my gosh.
Adam's song.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
So what did you think of this story? Go ahead and announce what the story is. Everybody wants to hear. There it is. Hold on. Let's pull it up on screen. Go ahead. This one right here.
So he basically...
What's the headline on this?
How do you say his last name?
DeLonge
announces creation of fringe science research team.
Okay. And what do I learn in this article?
So he is actually forming says rock star turned UFO investigator Tom DeLonge has announced the formation of an ambitious consortium which aims to explore the realms of fringe science. Dubbed the To the Stars Academy for Arts and Sciences, the group includes a number of former high-ranking officials from the Department of Defense and aerospace industry. So essentially, he wanted to make a... a global database,
right,
where people could document their experiences with extraterrestrial life. It was saying,
okay. So what I think about this? So basically, this guy has been into this for a while, and he's forming a group, which I think is good, and it has like entertainment, and it also has like some education, and you know, there's some kind of academy going on. This academy, what is this here? Wednesday's announcement by DeLong regarding the creation of the TTS Academy may have disappointed some UFO enthusiasts who had hoped that the rock star was going to facilitate some kind of official disclosure about the phenomenon. So there was an academy, a public benefit corporation, the TTS Academy, which is the To the Stars Academy for Arts and Sciences. TTS Academy is looking to develop projects within three specific areas: science, aerospace, and entertainment. Among the pursuits proposed for their science division are the creation of a massive, like you just said, a global database of supranormal experiences around the world, exploration of brain-computer interface technologies, and a study of telepathy. I don't like this shit. I'm going to tell you why.
You don't?
See, I know, it's very strange.
I loved it.
It seems good.
Yeah, so I want to hear. Why don't you like it?
Well, you just said that you liked... I noticed one thing about you. I said, do you want to be hooked up to the computer? You don't want your... I mean, you don't want to be hooked up to the computer, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be hooked up to it, but I do want to know what other people know and see a global database of people saying, like, oh,
well, there's
my
already
God,
one of those. Yeah. We have this thing. I think it's Project Blue Book or whatever, where the government had, like, 10,000 things, and they tried to debunk every one. Some of them they couldn't. Somebody knows what this is. What is it? Project Blue Book, Operation Blue Book, something. And it was in the 80s and 90s. There's tens of thousands of these. And so, but I'm going to tell you why. I like it. First of all, I like it because the guy's trying.
Yeah.
I like, you know, Blink 182. I used to listen to Blink 182. I like the guy, but I don't know who his sources are. Other articles talk about that he's working, and I like the Department of Defense. It's great. But listen, and, you know, he was working with Podesta, I guess, who Podesta was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, which is fine. That's good. I send love to my first video we ever did is love to Hillary Clinton and Trump. I did it on Election Day. It's the first video we ever did. So, and to Podesta too. But there happens to be some weird ass agendas going on. Maybe, you know, everybody's agenda could be weird. And I don't know if this guy's getting all of the information. What I mean is that when you start talking about brain-computer interface technology, as Elon Musk says, even though he's working on Neuralink, which is also linking machines into you, but as he said, he basically says AI is, then you get into some satanic shit. And because basically... this promise of, and we have some people commenting on this one AI video. And again, I love them. I haven't gotten to an argument because you know what? People can do whatever they want. But this idea of promising that you can hook into the intelligence, and this promise of we need to be fused with robots because there's a promise of knowing everything if you are. We don't know shit. And whatever system we're going to hook ourselves into, that's only what we think we know all of. And even Elon Musk says that's some satanic things. And when we talk about brain computer technology interface, there's an element, definitely. I mean, the Kurzweil from Google, one of the top guys, executives at Google, he's talking about that's what's next for us. We're going to fuse with machines. And I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, a lot of people really feel this way. They think we have comments right now on our channel. The cyborgs are going to be taking over the planet. And so that's what's next for humanity. And what I'm saying is that you're not just your body and your life right now. Just like our homeboy Yoda said, You're not, you're a luminous being, your energy. This is not the whole story. So to say you need to become a machine assumes that this is the whole story and that there's nothing else going on. And with near-death experiences, which are mainstream universities and past life regressions by Dr. Brian Weiss, the Yale doctor who runs the psychiatry department at Mount Sinai, and Dr. Ian Stevenson, which I think was at University of Virginia, past life regressions, they've done thousands of them where they found little kids that were like British soldiers and knew everything about some random dude that they were in the 1500s. And they went and found it was true. Near-death experiences where people are like floating around and they're dead and they see everything going on while they're dead. And like thousands of these. So to say that your only choice is to become a machine is, I think, ignoring, like we're calling DNA, junk DNA, some of it. And that's just because we don't know what it is. Like there's a lot more within us, you know? Do you feel we have great potential as humans that, you know, maybe we don't need to merge with machines, Natalia?
For sure. I don't really think we need to merge with machines, but I do like that there are people out there kind of testing the waters and see what can be done, because I'm sure that there are certain situations where this could be beneficial. Think of someone running into a burning building, for example, right?
As that a machine, like the Terminator? What?
Yeah, that might be a good time to send in a machine as opposed to a human being, right? But in terms of thinking, in terms, you know, there are a lot of things that I think human beings
not machine or human. Where like you're in a hive mind and you're in the internet and that is you. The idea is that like it could be good and it's the evolution, but it also could trap us on a certain frequency. And there's an idea that we're being sold this so that we are trapped on a certain frequency. So we don't realize that we're multidimensional beings.
I've heard that. When people speak of different frequencies, I mean, you've heard, you hang around a lot of hippies. People speak of, not just hippies. It's kind of in the law of attraction. When you're vibrating at a low vibration, you attract bad things. When you're vibrating at a high vibration, you attract more positive things. People need to be more in tune with that, I think, because I think, look at even the crown chakra. When you talk about chakras, we're transcendental beings, is what they say.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of us aren't tapped into that. So I'm not real. I'm just really interested. This really intrigued me.
I like it, but I think when you get trapped in, yeah, it's good. It's good. He's looking, I think he's a good guy. And I think even the people that, even if there's some kind of weird, I've said this like a lot, there's some kind of weird satanic agenda to transform us into being, into machines.
Well, that's no good.
And then have us trapped into a certain frequency range. I even forgive those people. If it's Podesta, and there's all this weird ass WikiLeaks stuff. And again, nobody's perfect, but like spirit cooking and a lot of like, and it's not just Democrats. There were a lot of, you know, there's a lot we could get into and I have talked about on other shows, but there are major things and it could be tied into this. And when you tell scientists or people like this guy, here's the box and we're going to reveal something to you that nobody else knows. And we're just going to show you more of the box. But like, it's still our box. Like we're not like, it's just presenting it like, okay, here are the secrets. Well, yeah, but that's the secrets they're revealing to you in a certain frame. Not that I know all of them, but that does happen. It's 100% that it happens. It happens in the CIA. And so basically the framing on things can definitely be adjusted to where like, depending on who this guy's working with, and maybe the Republicans would be worse. I don't really think. It's actually an issue above the government. It just is an issue above the government. Even the people in the government are being fed things from wherever, like what's going on at Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove and these places, right? And again, I forgive those people and send love to them as well if there is something going on. Maybe there's nothing going on, but a lot of people think there is. And so if you give scientists and you're like, okay, well, we're going to work on rockets and we're going to make rockets great. But we're only going to work on rockets. Well, or we're going to work on cancer treatments. Well, meanwhile, let's say some plant or the Rife machine or Lakovsky's copper things that cost $5 could cure cancer. Well, we're going to work on a cancer treatment, but it's only this type. It's got to be a medicine. And you're very into plants.
Yes, I've gotten very into plant medicine. I'm just learning. There have been plants growing for thousands of years on this earth and have been used to treat ailments for thousands of years. And now we've become really distant from that world. And I think we already have a lot of the answers.
You're right.
You know, like you were saying, copper is a mineral. That wasn't created by anyone. That's in the earth. That's a mineral. And we're just, I think the earth has a lot of the solutions for us.
And that's what
and we're just so disconnected, mm-hmm. especially with technology. Like we were talking earlier about cell phone radiation. That's not natural. Human beings are connected to the earth. And when we're not, there's just a bunch of problems that arise.
And that's what I'm saying about not needing to merge otherwise. With machines, that the answers are actually within us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot we don't even know about our own DNA and capabilities. There's a lot that's happened with me and maybe you, and we have realizations more and more that there's a lot that can be going on with us, with Qigong and different things, connections with plants and the world. And some of this sounds like hippie stuff, but I'm going to tell you, it's not. It's real. The force is real. The force is real. So again, it's not that this guy maybe did get... I like what he's doing, too, in terms of trying to disclose things, Tom DeLonge. But I just get worried about, listen, even my point of view is not the only point of view. Like, you got to find your own truth. And it's good if people are talking and disclosing things. And but there's just so much out there. We can't, I don't think, to limit ourselves. Literally everything could be true with multiverses that were proved by the Princeton guy. Different versions of us could be existing or are existing, apparently, as he has proven in the 50s, right now. Like, that's what multiverses are, I guess. So, and there's different timelines going on, maybe. There's all kinds of... That's the Mandela effect. Have you heard about that?
No. Do tell.
The Mandela effect, which is basically that... the Mandela effect is... Like, okay, do you remember, you may actually remember this. There were these bears when we were like, you were like 10 and I was like 5.
The Berenstain Bears?
Yes. How do you say it?
Berenstain, I believe. I learned that one from reading.
So now, you're right. But okay, so you're saying, and you were like what, 10?
Oh, I was younger than that.
Okay. To me, it's, and to me, to me it was the Berenstain Bears.
That was read to me.
The Berenstain Bears.
Or maybe that's how you say it.
No, but...
The Berenstain, because there's that extra E after the R.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of people remember it as Berenstain Bears. Like, I was 100% Berenstain Bears. And then what you just said is actually the way it is now. And there's, like, tons of people that it's, like, different. Now, there's this other scene, meaning, like basically somewhere almost like the timeline got changed. Because, like, there these other things that they're, like, anomalies. This other thing, like, is like Tom Cruise sliding across the floor in Risky Business. What was he wearing? Do you remember? There's one scene.
He had underwear and like a shirt, socks and a shirt.
What color shirt? Do you remember?
I don't remember what color shirt. I think it was white. Was it white?
Okay. That's what I think too. You play, and like, that's another thing. There's YouTube videos of people sliding across the floor in a white shirt with like shades and underwear. And apparently, I think I'm getting this right. You guys can let us know, but it's like he's actually now in like a blue shirt with no shades. But like there's people that are like recreating the scene over time with white shirt and shades. And so there are these things called the Mandela effect. And it's from Nelson Mandela. A lot of people think he died in like the 90s, but people now remember him dying in like 2011 or 12. And like people remember the funeral. But apparently he didn't die or something like that. So anyway, there could be a lot going on. So you guys tell us what you think is going on. We're trying to figure it out. And I think it's all going somewhere. And again, who knows? If there's some kind of agenda, I send forgiveness out. And I ask for forgiveness too. And we can forgive ourselves. And I think it is good people trying to find things out, right?
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is talk about Facebook groups. So we do want to help people to make money and to grow their business. And we're going to emphasize that more and more because right now we are living in this reality and we have to make things happen. So, Natalia, what did you find out about the big news with Facebook groups?
So Facebook announced this thing recently where they actually had a meeting and they actually invited, it was called a Facebook Community Summit. So it was actually their first ever summit like this. And Facebook is actually making it easier for group and community managers to track growth, engagement, and membership among their groups. So apparently the administrators of these groups have been spending a great deal of time doing, you know,
managing
their page. And so Facebook essentially had a big gathering, invited a bunch of their Facebook group administrators to this meeting and said, what can we do for you guys to make this easier for you? So apparently they got some really great feedback and they actually are implementing those changes. Which to me, I'm a group member. I'm a member of a bunch of Facebook groups. I'm not an administrator.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one is actually a plant identification group.
I thought that.
So I can actually take pictures.
What's it called?
It's called Plant Identification and Discussion. So there's over 100,000 members in this group. And what you do is you post a picture of any plant and you say where you are to say, can someone help me identify this? And you get all these comments because in that group there are amateurs or just plant lovers, there's professional botanists, but you get responses. Oh, it looks like this. And people give you the nickname, the Latin name. You get all these fun stories of how people used it in their youth. Now it's hard to identify a plant just based off a picture, but it's my favorite group. And I also like any of those groups.
I told Dan, the guy that had the stroke, he tells bad jokes now after a stroke.
Yeah. Does he do this? That makes any joke.
Maybe, but I told him to pick up, like, he tells these bad, like, he has very slapstick humor. It's a lot of slapstick humor, and I said he should find, like, a Deuce Bigelow group or, like, some weird, like, what's another, like, Adam Sandler movie, like, I don't know. What's the one with he golfs.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, something like that, and find that and find a girl there that likes this humor because he's the best at this humor. Do you, like, plant lovers, I mean, it's a good place to meet guys, maybe.
I don't know. I haven't really seen anyone in that group that's like, hey, young plant lover looking for a love of another plant lover.
It's not for love, it's just for plant.
Yeah, it's just plants. Yeah, have seen people get flagged because there's always that one person that's like, hey, I thought you guys would think this meme is funny. And then, like, there's all these people that put the angry reaction to it.
Oh, like,
and they get flagged, and then the admin comes on, like,
stay
later.
On topic.
Yeah, and then the admin actually posts every now and then, like, I thought we talked about this.
So there's
no only plant messages.
There's no messing
know?
Around there in the plant group.
No, not at all.
So
I don't mess around. I'm not right. trying to get kicked out.
Okay, so you can't.
Because you have to be approved
no
again.
Guys. Yeah, you're not. That's not. Yeah, that's your favorite one. You can't mess around.
I know. That one.
You can't push the boundaries.
Maybe I'll try that one in my other groups.
Yeah, no, like plant, like. Some other plant.
There are always those guys, though, that are in those groups.
There's guys all over. Guys are wild. They're like wild animals. There's guys in every group. Guys, I don't even know. I don't know what's
going on. I've gotten a few of those. I've gotten a few of those in the fitness, the plant group, you know?
And you're just like, they are? Guys are on the prowl in the plant group?
Of course. But that's like a private message you get later that's like, hey, I really loved that picture you posted of Jamaican porterweed. I love that picture of you at your cousin's wedding last June. You're like, what?
In the plant group?
Yeah.
Facebook
in general is just full of, the world is full of creepers.
It's the world. The world.
Facebook makes it easier.
We're inherently creepy. Most. It just depends when you catch them. It depends what you call creepy. I mean, it's just male. I mean, it's male, so I don't know. But yeah, you're just trying to mind your business and check out some plants, right?
Yeah.
No, guys are basically all crazy. Every single, the ones that are the most normal could be the craziest too. So if they can admit it, then you might be able to get somewhere, I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
You may be able to run far, far away.
Who knows?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny that even in the plant group, people are on the prowl. I was just guessing, but
it's not. I mean, it's rare, but it has happened. You're just like, funny. Oh, come on.
I'm trying to look at plants here, buddy.
Yeah.
So what did face? Okay. So here's some of the things they did. So this is going to help your business, I guess. That's what we're really trying to help you. So group insights, group admins have told us that having a better understanding of what's going on in their groups would help them make decisions. So they improved the group insights feature so you can see more stats and what's going on. Like right now, groups are fairly simple. And what they want to do is build out their community section. So they have better statistics they're coming out with. What else here, Natalia? Member request filtering.
Removed member cleanup. So cleaning up those.
So you keep
negative group members
people who aren't focused on plants.
yeah, they're getting the boot, and I think it makes after I read this, I really thought of the people who run that plant group that I'm discussing. They have over 100,000 members.
That's a lot.
I can't imagine going through and filtering out everybody that's saying horrible things, or that must take a lot of work.
What horrible things are going on in the plant? Like there's
luckily, I think there's not really anything horrible going on. It's a pretty subdued group there. They are pretty strict about not posting things that aren't plant related.
That's funny.
You know, someone posted a video that was like some funny commercial. They're like, I thought you guys would get a laugh, and then the admin was like, no one thinks that's funny. Well, they didn't say that, but
so
they said it by deleting the post.
Scheduled posts now. You can schedule your posts. Before you couldn't. And they want to make it more like a real like forum and community thing, you know, versus just so simple, right?
Yeah.
So you can schedule your posts now. Before you couldn't.
Yeah, so now you can say 2 weeks from now, I want to make this announcement, which I think is great.
I agree.
And they were also saying that I think it's going to actually benefit the members of the group, because they were saying now the admins of the group are going to get to spend more time actually interacting with the community and not spending so much time doing things like filtering through requests or filtering through messages or filtering through comments and statuses or all these logistical little nightmares, if you will,
right,
that Facebook is now taking care of for them. And they're really streamlining things. And I watched, you know, I saw some of the little changes they're recommending, and I'm not an admin, but it made things look a lot easier to me.
Well, I want to tell people, because you could be, and one of the easiest ways to make money, if, you know, like some people are into the keto diet and all this stuff and they're experts, or some people are personal trainers, you start a Facebook group, you make it private, or maybe you make it public at first. You help people, you coach people in whatever area, and then you charge. You have a subscription and you have a sales page, an email opt-in. Maybe you run Facebook ads and you go to your website, an email opt-in page, and then you have a sales video. And if people buy, they get access to your Facebook group. And this is a big thing. In fact, Digital Marketer, which I heard this about the changes from, you know, digitalmarketer.com, they have a private group. They have like, I don't know, tens of thousands of members, and people pay to be on that. So I think Facebook groups are a great way to get started with a business online. There's certain areas that are more likely to become a business, you know, anything to do with money, if it's legitimate. Losing weight is a big one that's legitimate, you know, something like personal training to lose weight, or maybe the keto diet. That's I guess pretty legitimate in terms of, you know, eating a lot of health. I think fat, it's kind of an interesting thing, the keto diet. But I think that's really cool that they're doing this, because I think it can help people with their business in case they want to go that way. This group to group linking, the lady, you know, this is from digitalmarketer.com, Susie Nelson. She was really excited about this group linking. What did you find out about that? Group linking, group to group linking.
So she was saying that actually in these groups, you can recommend to the members other groups that they may be interested in as well. And her reasoning for liking this was, she was saying that especially in groups that have a large number of members, sometimes there are little sub-interests that go down. So for example, I'm referencing this plant group again. There might be people that that are really focused on the medicinal aspects of plants, and they only want to know how to make medicine with plants. There's other people that want to know just the gardening aspects of it, right? They want to know about the pH of soil and the different diseases. There are people that want to know, right? So what she was saying is that you can make groups for all of those different little sub-interests and say you want to promote those groups to this big group, to everyone in the group. Before, as she was explaining, you would have to go through individually and send each member an individual invitation and kind of go click and click, which is probably fine when you have 40 members, doable. When you've got thousands, I'm sure that that is a nightmare. And so she was saying that now you can kind of just send a boop to everyone here. We recommend this.
She talked about social density, right? Yeah. So social density, if you're not in the know on community management lingo, social density refers to the amount of conversation that can happen in a set space. So like you just said, there could be like a ton of people in one Facebook group. She talks about their digital marketer engaged community, and there's 10,000 members. There's an overload of new conversations. So she's saying it stunts community growth. All the plant men, and like you could have like plant men on the plant men dating.
Well, see, they usually do the prowling in a private message, you know.
Well, now they can be out in the open.
Out in the open, they're just like, oh wow, great picture of a rose. Coconut. Oh wow, great. Awesome.
Well, now if there's a plant dating section in the plant group, then you can.
That'd actually be pretty cool. Maybe that's going to be how I make my millions. It'll be like
plant.
Like
farmer. You ever see that farmer commercial? The farmers dating.
Yeah.
What is that? Do you know that?
Here in Miami, I'll probably do like a
well, there's
city farmers.
Right. Farmerslife.com is like, there's that dating commercial that was like way old school.
I know what you're talking about. But it's like, I can't remember what it's called.
I went there
like
before.
Are you on it? Did you pay for membership?
I didn't pay.
I signed up once.
I read.
That's why you're so into this plant class. You're like, how do girls respond to the creepy guy in the plant section?
I'll send you a request later
and you can join.
A farmerslife.com, I think.
I know what you're talking about. It's like farmers. I don't think it's life. Something. I think the word was something to do with love. Like farmers, like. Wed.com, something like that.
I joined it just to check it out. I wanted to see. I didn't pay.
Oh, so it was limited.
If I would have saw more pictures of like steer or I need like people hugging their animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, not in a weird, you know, just I like.
Were you able to see pictures or was your membership limited that it was
I saw. Yeah. I was expecting some really like some pitchforks and
it was just an average people.
Yeah, I didn't go to farmerslife.com.
Did you sign up with a picture with a pitchfork?
No, but when I get
well, that's not fair. Chewbacca, like, I think we should sign you back up. And this go around,
when I get my Chewbacca costume, after that, we're gonna do
not,
the pitchfork.
Not for the farmer's website. For the farmer's website, you need overalls.
What if I was Chewbacca with a pitchfork and overalls? But I'm not tall enough to be Chewbacca. I could be Yoda with the ears and paint me green. Actually, my head kind of could. I could look anyway.
When you were showing the Yoda clip, I was in, you know,
you were
said the thing with the ears. I was, you know, you said something. You're like, all I need is the ears, and I was checking. I was.
They're kind of.
If you rewind that, you're gonna see me like I'm like looking like, huh? I wonder what kind of makeup you would use. I don't know how you make the ears.
So, you can keep all your boyfriend. Like you could have Natalia's plant boyfriends, the subgroup. That would be good. So basically,
that'd be nothing but trouble.
That's right. Those guys are wild. The plant guys, I hear.
You make me want to start a plant dating website.
That's plant. What would you call? There's vegan. See, I'm vegan for almost 5 years. So what? I mean, I could. Yeah, I think there is one of those.
Loversofplantlovers.com.
Vegans love. I love plants.
Yeah. So the website would be loversofplantlovers.com or something along the line.
That's
people,
good.
People who love people who love plants.
That's good. We might launch. We might launch Soulify.com, a dating site for, it's kind of like...
I just made my name up, by the way.
Spirituals. I like your name.
Don't go look up that website. It's not going to be there because I just made that up on the fly.
All right. So what you're telling me here is that so other communities create subtopics and Facebook, you couldn't do that, and now you can because you can keep discussion topics in their own dedicated area so conversations don't get cluttered. Until now, creating subgroups and subtopics was impossible on the Facebook platform. Community managers struggled with high social density. So that's good. So this is very good, I think, especially because I do think this is one of the easiest ways to get started with making money online or adding this feature to your business. Like if you want to have a private, and we may have this, we have products, we're launching courses, we We have Facebook groups already created. We may actually merge them to make it easier now that I'm actually looking. I'm having a business plan. I'm having a business meeting in my brain. Camilla out there will help us. But anyway, we already have the Facebook groups, but it might be good to combine everything and split it up. So you liked this.
Yeah. And I actually have already seen this happen in my plant group. There were people that were saying, like, I know this isn't plant related, but look at this ladybug. What is...
And then you need an insect. Well,
they
made
they actually did. They made a group, so now people
can you do this already?
Like I was saying, but what I would see is that they would have to do it individually. It wasn't subtopic. I don't think this one is actually subtopic. I think this is now you have to create a new group, but now you can link it to all of the members. Where I would see it before in the plant group, anytime someone would post a bug on a plant, they'd be like, "Hey, great post. But you need to go here," you know? So now I think they can just be like, "Hey, all of you."
That's pretty, check this page out. Pretty harsh with the people that posted
No. There's everyone there is like very, very sweet.
That's good.
Yeah. Very, very sweet.
So hopefully this helps you. So basically look into Facebook groups. Maybe it can help you to grow your business or make money. And I hope you also enjoyed, you're going to definitely join the, insect group. No, the plant group.
Maybe
are you a member of the insect group?
No, because
do you think the guys would be better on the insect group or the plant group?
I think men on Facebook, the kind of men that are like that act like that on Facebook. Well, but not all men behave that way.
Well, that's actually
on Facebook, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, no, I barely go on Facebook.
But like to send a message to someone that lives halfway around the world who's in a group not commenting about anything, you know.
Guys are wild.
Related, you know. Oh, they're like, how did a picture of a bee on a plant turn into this creepy
it's like
message?
It's like a mating call, I guess. I don't know, but you're right. No, guys are like wild animals, basically. I don't know what to do with them. I am one, and it's very interesting, let me tell you. It's interesting. I don't really know what normal is. I think honest is good, and I'm going to tell you.
Honest
every guy,
is amazing. Honest, well, I think, man, woman, whatever you are,
true, but
be
it's
yourself.
Tough. It's tough. And it's tough to be, it's tough to be a bug. It's tough. That's a ride at, that's a thing at Disney World at Animal Kingdom, which has lots of plants. We can go there. We're in Florida. We'll go there. We'll look at it. All right. So
that's what we have here, making all of you and the rest of the country jealous.
We hope you enjoy. We hope you enjoyed this this episode. I'm Nicholas. This is Natalia. Go to our website, believe.love, youtube.com/believe loves you, believe iTunes.com, believeandroid.com. You got to pause it and play all those websites back. And
write them down.
Leave us sign comments. Up. Email us, believe@believe.love. It's an honor to hopefully help you and at least amuse you. And we will see you soon.